English Across the Pond.
What's happening, English Across the Pond listeners? Welcome to another episode. It's Friday, our favourite day of the week when we produce a new episode. Welcome aboard. You're in the right place if you'd like to improve your English, because you're listening to two native speaker English teachers. I'm one of them. My name is Dan, and I come from England. Hello!
Hey, what's happening? My name's Jennifer, and I'm from the US.
This week and every week, we choose a topic and we give you a natural conversation based around it. Perfect if you're doing an English exam, or if you just want to listen to, learn about, understand modern, natural, authentic English. If you want even more, if you're thinking, I like these guys, I want to listen to them some more, I need more from English Across the Pond, then you can become a member and get a PDF in your inbox every week. In the PDF, so much for you to see and do. Listening, vocab, transcripts, there's a weekly goal, comprehension questions, more about our language focus, writing, speaking, the list goes on. I should say there are the answers at the end of it as well. It's like a big study pack that you get every week. It's based around the podcast. But enough about that. We've got a conversation to have. And this week we are talking all about first impressions. Wow. First impressions. Ooh. Jennifer, how's life? How are you doing?
Can't complain. Can't complain. Life is good.
So,
thanks for asking.
No worries. Do you think, for you, I don't think it's the same for everybody. Do you think first impressions are very important for you?
Yes.
Thank you.
We will talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
And you can either say more about that, or are your first impressions, your first sort of, I think that he's a little bit... Are you normally right about your first impressions?
Ooh, good question. So I think first impressions are important. I don't think it's like the end all be all. This is it. There's no coming back.
Yeah.
I think that I think people do get a second chance for a first impression.
Ooh.
Mm. Sometimes, depends on the situation, you know. But first impressions are really important because it's how you kind of present yourself.
Yeah.
But you're also able to kind of, depending on the situation, explain yourself in a sense. So let's say like I wake up and I don't sleep all night because my kid's up sick and I have to go to a parent-teacher meeting in the morning, and it's the first time I'm ever meeting this teacher, and I come and I have bags under my eyes and my hair's thrown up in a bun. And I'm wearing my sweatpants because I needed all the extra minutes of sleep. And I roll up to the school and I'm like, hey, I'm his mom. Mm. You know, first impression, they're like, goodness gracious, this woman, what? Mm. Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? But I could easily say in that, like, oh my gosh, please forgive me. I was up all night. Like, I'm just really struggling. And I could explain myself. And then that immediate first impression based on looks could be switched with like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by like first impressions can be justified or whatever. And then let's say second parent-teacher conference, I come up and I'm looking like my normal self. I'm happy. I'm cheery. There's no bags. And I'm like on top of my game.
Or
I can redeem myself.
Or you're in sweatpants again. And you're like, or I just cannot get my stuff together at the moment.
I just love sweatpants, okay?
Yeah, just the kind of person I am. And when I said before that, I completely get what you're saying, that even if you make, or you run the risk of making a bad first impression, you can actually say, excuse me today, this is not normal.
Yes. But so I think it is important to kind of show up as your best self on a first time meeting of something, like especially a job interview or certain events, because you do want to represent your best self, because that's, you know, who you are. Not faking it, of course. Showing up as your true, authentic best self and just allowing people to see you and get to know you and you know, befriend you, for example. I think that's really important.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting, the idea of like not faking it. I think that's like a whole other episode, because maybe when we go to a job interview, we do wear, you know, but is that fake or is that just the best version of ourselves? Do you see what I mean?
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, it's because if I go to a job interview, which I haven't done for a long time, I'd probably, you know, think about buying, I don't know, like a new suit. I don't know about a suit. It depends about the kind of job. But, you know, and I would, maybe I wouldn't really be myself, but maybe that is still myself.
Well, I think you can, if you, maybe you don't wear suits every day, or maybe you wouldn't even wear a suit for the job. But if you buy a nice suit for like a job interview, I don't think that's necessarily faking it. I think that's just like dressing up and wanting to look good.
It's trying to make a good first impression.
Trying to make a good first impression. If you started wearing suits like every single day and they were like, hey, Dan, dress code is not suits. Don't worry. And you're like, oh, no, this is just my style.
As our moonwalk.
As you moonwalk, because you want to impress people.
Yeah.
That's, I think that would be borderline fake.
Yeah. I would win it back with a 360 spin.
Breakdancing, dropping down to your hands and feet, and then doing the, I just forgot that breakdancing move. The helicopter, I think it's called.
Like Crazy Legs.
Where, like, you're, anyways, breakdancing episode in the future.
So, now, to introduce the next question, I work with somebody who, she's an English teacher. She can, I'm not exaggerating, she can spot a spelling mistake at 100 paces. If you show her an A4 page full of text, she just goes, that word's wrong, within like 0.3 of a second. It's incredible. Wow. But at the same time, you say to her, you know, her with the long hair. She says, and she says, you know, I never look at, you know, I never see people. She has no idea what people... there's nothing wrong with the vision. She just doesn't see people. She listens to people.
Where do you think her eyes are? Like, where are her eyes? Not literally. They're on her face.
They're rolled into, like, the... No, no.
When she's looking at someone, does she look off into space? Does she kind of just, like, focus on something else that's not the person? Like, where do you think her eyes are?
Her eyes work in a normal way, but she's not kind of using them to look, because she's listening so attentively that she's not actually really looking and not take, or she's seeing but she's not remembering and taking it in. So you say, you know, she was a bit, you know, she was tall and she had the jeans on. She's just no good. She has no idea.
So
the question is, what do you notice about people first? Is it like their voice, or do you look at people's eyes, the way they're dressed, or, you know, what do you notice about people when they're making a first impression?
I always look at people's mouth.
Oh, wow. Cheeky.
I don't know why. I look at people's, like, I don't mouth. Yeah. I just always, when people talk, I look at their mouths, like almost like reading lips, you know, in a sense. I don't know why. But that's like the first place I go. So brush your teeth if you meet me. Just kidding.
I've just put, now that I've got my hand in front of my mouth. just hiding.
And I'm not, and so I want to make it clear as well that I, while first impressions are important, I try not to be judgmental.
Yeah, yeah.
In a negative way. Mm-hmm. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I try to, you know, anyway, so with that said, I am not judgmental.
Do you want to say it again? Say it again, but really slowly.
I am not
Yeah.
judgmental.
Everybody, nobody believes you. because the lady doth protesteth too much. You see, that's the problem. So, the next question is, what do you think people notice about you? Oh, what a question.
My eyes.
Not your mouth.
Probably not my mouth. I have a small upper lip.
Because you have such amazingly beautiful eyes.
I just have very like bright eyes also change color kind of like depending on what I'm wearing.
Not from second to second.
Gosh, we got the giggles this episode.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So they kind of change color depending on what I'm wearing. So some people might like notice that. So sometimes my eyes might be like a grayish, like a bright, like gray, blue, green, you know, which is kind of a unique color.
Yeah.
They're just bright eyes. So people often notice that. And then if I'm with my son who has these like big, bright blue eyes, you know, they'll see him and then they'll be like, oh, wow. Like your eyes, maybe he gets them from you, you know? Eyes are kind of a topic of conversation often.
And are you okay with that? Is that nice?
Yeah, I like my eyes.
No, that's good.
They do me right. You know what I'm saying?
And they work.
They work. So that's good. And I see people. Yeah. I see people when I talk to them as well.
Unlike my friend.
What about you? Let's put you in the hot seat.
Mm.
Do first impressions matter to you? What do you normally notice?
Yeah, I think that you can kind of think, oh, I think she's got blue eyes or green eyes. But if I'm actually talking to someone after a while, I like to sort of like, ooh, they're really green, or like, you know, to check that. It's the iris, isn't it, around the pupil, you know, to check the real colour out. But I think I also check out maybe like, I think people's mannerisms, their non-verbal communication. I think I'm interested in sometimes not so much what they're saying, but where their hands are maybe, or you know what I mean? Or if they've crossed their legs, or that just sort of like general weather. And again, I just like to put it on the record that, you know, I try not to judge people too much. Of course I do, because everybody does. But I try to maybe think that like the way that they maybe articulate themselves physically maybe is quite important to me. And their clothes. I like to check shoes and socks out. Shoes is obviously possible, but if I can get a little look at their socks, that can reveal
you
so much.
And your socks.
Yeah. See?
The socks, they get you every time. Just keep, you love socks.
Any regular listener will know. It's like a running theme through our podcast. Yeah, so say shoes can often tell you quite a bit. I mean, if they're beaten up shoes, or if they're like a brand of shoe, or if they're quite like eccentric, you know, kind of unique shoes. But then if you can find a little bit of sock down there, you can learn so much.
What about someone wearing all black and then you get a little sneak peek and
pink socks?
They're white socks. Ooh. All black, white socks.
What kind of shoes are they? I mean, this is not simple. This could be... What kind of
dress shoes?
Oh, and what kind of socks? Like just cotton socks?
White cotton socks.
Yeah, I think I would find it quite hard to finish the conversation. I'd become distracted. I'd be trying to work out. What I'd be trying to do is try to put that black-white contrast into a context and, you know, what's the story? I'd probably be exhausted later that day, you know, with so many thoughts running through my head about...
thinking about it and just trying to process it. Woo, yeah.
So, yeah, socks, shoes, body language, and eyes. So, basically, kind of like...
the whole picture.
Yeah, and I guess I generally just freak people out because I'll just sort of go down on my hands and knees and start checking their shoes out. Not really.
That's a funny visual that I got.
Do you think that you've changed... like, from when you were kind of, you know, when you've been a bit younger, do you think the way that you try and present yourself and make an impression, do you think it's changed a lot in the last, say, let's say 10 years or?
Yes. I think I've definitely changed over the last 10 years. 10 years, how old was I? Yeah. I think I've changed.
We nearly got your age then.
I know. My priorities have changed a little bit. My interests have changed a lot of bit. Some values I think have like shifted and changed. So yeah, I think my first impression is probably a bit different.
This is, I think it's a very personal question, and by all means dodge it if you want to. But what kind of impression would you like to give to somebody if, say, maybe they just, well, maybe an old friend met you from 10 years before, or, you know, someone just saw you sort of crossing the, what is it, the parking lot. What sort of vibe are you trying to give off? Is that possible to answer? Sorry if that's not a fair question.
Yeah, I think that would assume that, like, I was constantly walking through life.
True.
Like thinking about how other people are looking at me, which I don't really do. So I don't know, but they might, like, remember our supermarket episode, our grocery store episode?
Mm-hmm.
If some people saw me with my toddler on my hip and 17 grocery bags on my arms walking through the parking lot, they might be like, look at that super mom. Or they might say, nah, look at that crazy lady. I don't know. I think it depends. I think I'm always doing different stuff. I don't know. That's hard.
Yeah. But I think maybe it's easy to think that everybody is checking us out, and we can get maybe a bit paranoid about it and think, oh, I hope, you know, before we go out, we look in the mirror and think, is this too short? Is this too long? Is this too blue? Is this too green? But actually, everybody out there is just living their own life, and they're not actually looking at you. And if they are, well, they should have something better to do anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think it's easy to get caught up. I think when I was like a kid, you know, when I was a bit younger, I used to be like, I hope nobody thinks that I'm this, or I hope people think that I'm that, you know, when I was sort of a bit more, I guess, a little less self-confident. But nowadays it's just like a pair of Adidas and some, you know, some jeans and a nice t-shirt. I do rock a nice t-shirt, but like, I'm too busy to sort of think about it really.
Yeah. Too much effort.
Yeah.
We just gotta show up and just be our best selves, right?
Yeah, yeah. And sort of like, I guess, kind of to a degree, kind of like take it or leave it, because, you know, it's only the surface. If you did stop me, you'd find out I'm a wonderful, lovely human being.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
I think you're pretty great. My first impression of you was your Better English Instagram videos.
Long time ago.
A long time ago.
And what did you think?
This guy's nuts. Just kidding. I thought, God, this guy is hilarious. He's so creative.
Well, that's very kind.
Yeah. So that was it. And it's all true. My first impression of you was pretty dang right.
And my first impression of you was, because I kind of met you more, it's fair to say, isn't it, more sort of in emails and, you know, like this, rather than like on video, you know, like FaceTime. That's right, isn't it?
So you mean you weren't like stalking my Instagram?
You found me out. But my first impression was very like friendly and optimistic and happy, but also kind of like, because we spoke quite early on about maybe doing some kind of work together, or that you were very like focused and driven and sort of, but you know, serious about what you wanted to do, but also kind of pretty laid back at the same time, and you know, chilled out. So, and I was right, you are.
Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you. Wow, it's like a loving.
Yeah, we hit the nail on the head with our first impressions, didn't we?
Yeah. And, well, we're going to run out of time. But people out there, if you want to get in touch and tell us about your impressions of us, or when you've maybe met someone and you thought they were like this, but in fact you were completely wrong, or you're a really good judge of character, then just drop us a line. We will reply.
Yes. And we always love to hear about our listeners. We love to learn more about them.
I would like to chat some more, but I'm going to go off and make a good first impression.
Do it.
Yeah. Actually, I probably won't, because I'm going to go running and I'm going to be bright red.
and kicking your heels in your butt and like flailing your arms around
that sort of thing. Yeah. And yeah. Anyway, until next time, dear listeners, it's been an absolute pleasure and a treat. And see you next week.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back. This is the Language Focus, and because this week we are talking about first impressions, we're going to take a little look at numbers. First of all, the names of the numbers, what they're officially called, it's not really important, but maybe it's of interest. 1, 2, 3, 4, they are called cardinal numbers. Normal numbers, number numbers, 1, 2, 3, cardinal numbers. First, second, third, fourth are ordinal numbers. And of course, there's lots of TH pronunciation difficulties. First, second, third, they're okay. Well, third, then fourth, fifth, sixth, they've all got them. 333,000th. So it gets difficult. But yeah, cardinal numbers, normal numbers, ordinal numbers, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. And what ordinal numbers do is they tell us the position of something. So of course, in a competition, in the Olympics, I came second. Or in the queue, I'm fifth in the queue. So it's where you are in the sequence of numbers. And of course, we use it for lists when we're explaining things to people. For example, first, I asked you not to go into the kitchen. Second, I've already explained that I don't want you to eat the cakes and things like that. But of course, you're maybe thinking, what about firstly? And secondly, these are adverbs and we use them to explain the order, explain the ordinal order of first, second, third. So firstly, the reason that I, but in fact, first and firstly, second and secondly, you can use them interchangeably. Nobody really minds which way round they go. No native speaker will be thinking, why did she say third? She should have said thirdly. It's no difference. The official way is first, secondly, thirdly, fourthly, if you're making a list. That's apparently the official way. I know this because I checked the internet, but I didn't know about this. I'm sure Jennifer doesn't know about this. As I say, we wouldn't hear it. We wouldn't hear a difference. And of course, you can change things around. You could say, to begin with, I'm not happy. Secondly, you know, and you can change it up. So you could have the first thing that has made me very happy is that you did your homework. Second, or secondly, or the next thing, or... So there's lots of sort of varieties and ways that you can mix it up a little bit. And of course, the worst thing to do would be to say firstly, secondly, thirdly, fourthly, fifthly, sixthly, seventhly, eighthly. No, it just becomes really boring. Or to say firstly, next, 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 or after that, after that, after that, after that. So it's kind of nice to mix it around a little bit because variety is the spice of life. More about this in this week's study plan. If you don't know what the study plan is, you can become a member, and every week we send you a beautiful PDF document. It's based on this podcast. Every week we do a podcast. Every week we make a study plan. We make it with love and care, and it's a thing of great beauty, and it will most definitely help you to improve your English. Of course, you'll have to work hard. We don't become good at things by magic, unfortunately. We have to do the hard yards. We have to do the hard work. But if you are willing to work, if English is important, then we'll send you a PDF that will really, really, really help. It's about 20 pages every week. There's the transcript in there, every word that we say written down, and lots of different exercises. Listening activities, there's a gap fill where the words are missing from our conversation and you write the words in. There's vocabulary with definitions. There's a writing activity, a speaking activity, grammar. There's more. I can't remember everything because there's too much. There's so much in there. You can get a free sample if you go to englishacrossthepond.com/gold, or just go to our website, englishacrossthepond.com, and hit the big blue subscribe button in the top right-hand corner. There you'll see, I'm looking at it now, there's a video with me in it at the top. And as you go down, it tells you what you get when you become a member. It says sign up today. And then keep going, keep going, keep going. You'll see a blue button. It says download a sample free lesson. And there you can see everything that's in it. Okay, thank you very much. See you next week. Bye, 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 bye.